Hi, happy new year to everyone. Happy 2023. We're already in February. I have something on my heart to share. It won't be very long. I like to talk about living in perilous times and what that means and how important it is to have increased discernment. And what discernment is, it basically means to understand or know something through the power of the Holy Spirit. It includes perceiving the true character of people and the source and meaning of spiritual manifestations. A discerning individual is considered to possess godly wisdom and to be of good judgment. The word perilous translated means the idea of troubles, difficulty, and stressful situations. And this sort of atmosphere will mark the last days. The characteristics Paul describes in this next passage of scripture that I'm about to share with you, he's not speaking just about bad times or hard times, but God through Paul was speaking about the character of people. Paul is putting emphasis on the wicked and depraved ways of mankind. Listen to this, but understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times of great stress and trouble will come. Difficult days that will be hard to bear, for people will be lovers of self, narcissistic, self-focused, lovers of money, impelled by greed, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane, and they will be unloving, devoid of natural human affection, calloused and inhumane, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, devoid of self-control, intemperate, immoral, brutal, haters of good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of sensual pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of outward godliness or religion, although they have denied its power, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. The Bible says, avoid such people and keep far away from them. That's in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5. Now, Jesus spoke in Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 4. Jesus rebuked the religious leaders in his day because they did not or would not understand the meaning of their times. Jesus called the religious leaders hypocrites. He said to them, "You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times." Now, it's possible that Jesus would have the same rebuke for some Christians today who are unaware of the last days and the soon return of Jesus Christ. Paul goes on to talk about men being lovers of themselves. This is certainly characteristic of our present age, and I'm sure we've all seen that. Unloving literally means without family love. Paul said that the end times would be marked by an attitude of growing disregard of normal family love and obligation. Families becoming more unloving amongst themselves. Men or people will be slanderous. Men, meaning men, women, boys, and girls, not just men. People, men, women, boys, and girls have always told hurtful lies about other people. But today, you see it in media, in politics, in the courtroom, in churches, in families. John, Jesus' brother, he said, "This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? because Cain had been doing what was evil and his brother had been doing what was righteous. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. If we love our brothers and sisters who are believers, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. Anyone who hates another brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. That's 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 11 through 15. Men, again, will be traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. These characteristics are all about one thing, and that's self. Men are traitors because of self. They're headstrong because of self. They're haughty because of self. And they're lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God because of self. There are people who live by their own rules. They answer to no one. They're the only one that matters. Their universe revolves around them and them alone. And you cannot tell them anything else. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." But we do have to choose between the love of pleasure and the love of God. Living for God will give you many pleasures, but they only come as you love God first and refuse to love the pleasures themselves. Then there is the character in many of having a form of godliness, but denying its power. We live in a self-obsessed world. People feel very free to have a salad bar religion. They pick and choose what they want. They feel free to be very spiritual, but sense no obligation to be biblical. Denying the power of God, Paul speaks about this. The very power of God that men will despise in the last days. It is the power that has the ability to guide, protect, correct, strengthen, and help our lives. And many people today deny that God has the power to tell them what to do through His Word. The Bible says, from such people, turn away. If we spend time with people like this, either personally or by allowing people to entertain us through media, politics, social media, movies, etc., they will have an influence on us. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 33, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." The Apostle Paul also spoke about perseverance, persecutions, and afflictions. We might think that the person who lives their life serving others, praying and in their word all the time, with the right doctrine, with the right manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, and love, would be loved and accepted by everyone. But they are not. In fact, some level of persecution is certain for people who carefully follow this kind of life. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. That's 2 Timothy 3:12. Not only that, count yourself blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit Jesus. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they're uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer even, for though they don't like it, God does. And all heaven applauds and know that you are in good company. God's prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble for speaking the truth and speaking it in love. So when you feel yourself speaking truth by way of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God gives you a word for someone to receive and they get upset, Don't be upset about it. Rejoice. Give a cheer. Even if they don't like it. Remember, that word comes from God. and God corrects those whom he loves. So God is rejoicing when we are obedient to his spirit. Rejoice when people get mad at you and hate you because you spoke or you stood up for the truth. Even in our own day, Christians are being persecuted all over the world. Christians are persecuted for the same reasons Jesus was persecuted. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil, according to John 3:19. Paul began this chapter warning Timothy about dangerous times. Some Christians during that time were being swept away by these perilous times, and some others went into hiding. Neither option is right for us. We are to stand strong and stay grounded in the Word of God. Jesus said, because of lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold. But the one who endures and bears up under suffering to the end will be saved. This good news of the kingdom, the gospel message, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations. And then the end of the age will come. Matthew 24:12-14. So, if you're going through difficult times because you're taking a stand for Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, don't be discouraged. Don't be weary to the point of quitting and giving up. Just remember, we're in the last days, and these are perilous and difficult times. But I tell you to love your enemies and pray for anyone who mistreats you. Then you will be acting like your Father in heaven. He makes the sun rise on both good and bad people, and he sends rain for the ones who do right and for the ones who do wrong. If you love only those people who love you, will God reward you for this? Even tax collectors love their friends. If you greet only your friends, what's so great about this? Don't even unbelievers do that? But you must always act like your Father in heaven, according to Matthew 5:44-48. Be encouraged. Stay strong in the Lord. Continue to walk in the faith. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are in the last days. The signs are all around us. Okay? So I encourage you, stay focused and continue to share the good news. And more than anything, live your life as unto the Lord. Live holy, because he is holy. And without holiness, the Bible says, no one will see the Lord. So stay focused, stay in prayer. Stay in your word. Blessings to you all, and happy 2023. God bless you.